In an effort to boost tourism, the governing bodies of Turks and Caicos are hoping to access millions of dollars from a fund supplied in part by Carnival Cruise Line. Officials are looking to turn National Memorial Park into a major tourist attraction, as well as building disaster shelters. The island has seen a decrease in the number of cruise ship passengers over the past few years, blaming the lack of aesthetics as the primary reason. Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line has introduced new 4- and 6-night cruise and stay vacation packages. The line will allow travelers to take a one-way cruise from West Palm Beach to Grand Bahamas Island. There, they will stay 2 to 4 nights at a partner resort before cruising back to Palm Beach. The rates for this package start at $469 per night. Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line operates 2 ships out of Palm Beach. And finally, Law360.com is reporting that a proposed class action lawsuit was filed in federal court last week against Norwegian Cruise Line, accusing them of benefiting from kickbacks and deceptive marketing practices involving the sale of insurance policies. It's the 3rd suit filed in the past month, with Carnival and Royal Caribbean being hit with similar charges. Norwegian Cruise Line told Law360 they do not comment on litigation. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.